Olá, me chamo Ramon, faço parte da equipe do Ministério de Filtro aqui no Brasil. Em nome de toda a nossa equipe, queremos agradecer toda a igreja por todo o apoio e por toda a oração. Nesses últimos meses, Deus tem colocado uma chama em nossos corações, tem movido pessoas para uma nova região, região onde tem milhares de comunidades, milhares de pessoas que precisam de água potável, mas que necessitam urgente ouvir falar do amor de Jesus, sentir o amor de Jesus, saber que no reino de Deus não há desigualdade. Essa tem sido a nossa motivação, esse tem sido o objetivo do Ministério de Filtro, ministrar sobre a vida das pessoas que vivem na margem do Rio Amazonas, pessoas que se sentem esquecidas, pessoas que se sentem abandonadas, que através do Ministério de Filtro possamos praticar o amor de Jesus, colocar em prática e ministrar sobre a vida dessas pessoas. Muito obrigado e continue orando.
That is Ramon. Ramon is a very good friend of mine, and they don't get much better than Ramon. Ramon is the person who oversees the water filter project in Brazil. So for those of you that aren't too sure what's happening, we're talking about our Easter offering that's coming up, that we support three international missions. Last week we talked about the free wheelchairs in Vietnam, which Henry and Linda and the team are in Vietnam right now distributing wheelchairs. Today we're talking about Brazil, the water filter project that we support. Next week we'll talk about Haiti. You can feed a child for 1 year in Haiti. And on Easter Sunday, we're going to take up an offering that will go towards these three missions and these three ministries. That entire week, from Easter Sunday to next Friday, everything that comes into this church goes away. We give away to those three offerings. So this is Ramon. Now, if those of you that remember last year, we talked about the fact that the water filter project is going to be relocating. And so that's actually happening. There's been a lot of discussion this past year on where it might go, what might be happening. And they decided that before they do anything, they need to do some major repairs to the boat. All of that brown wood that you see there, that's all new wood. Everything is new on the boat. I think Ramon and the team down there is kind of in the final stages of repairing the boat. You can put some of the next pictures up there, Ben. They had to actually pull the boat manually. As the tides rise, they put blocks under the boat, and then when the tide lowers, the rivers go back out into the ocean, then they can work on the boat. He's been sending me videos. It's amazing how much OSHA makes a difference here in the United States. I mean, they're using chainsaws to cut away at that boat, and they're just wearing flip-flops. But they're getting it done. The boat is ready to go. And so the water filter project is going to move to a city called Baleen. And that is probably with that boat, probably 24, 26-hour drive to get to where they need to be. Baleen is a major city, but right alongside Baleen is a river that leads out into the ocean. And there's islands with thousands of people and hundreds of communities where there is absolutely no drinking water, no clean drinking water. And so Ramon and his wife are moving. There's another pastor and missionary, Steve and Elba Dolan. They just moved to Baleen to plant a church and start a new church in that city. Ramon and his wife, Aisa, are joining them, and the water filter project is going with them. So that's what's happening. Exciting times, really. So when we give to this project, water filter project this year, we're going to be in a whole new region, where people are going to get clean drinking water that never had any at all. And so this is exciting. We've been involved in the water filter project since 2017. And since that time, we have given away 836 water filters. Yeah. That's 836 homes, families that have been affected by this. Now, a water filter costs $195. But you're not just buying a water filter, church. Like last year, we explained we're going to need to buy a lot of wood to repair the boat. So some of your money went towards fixing the boat, getting the wood for that, paying the men to repair the boat. And where they were at, the closest water filters they could distribute were like 8 hours out. So it doesn't make any sense, right? So now they're going to be relocated. But your donation, here's what's wrapped up in your $195. A water filter. We pay the salary for Hamon and two other guys who make the water filters. And then when they distribute the water filters, they usually hire a couple more, 2 to 3 more guys to be on the boat to get these water filters out and up and running for families. You're not only are you supplying clean drinking water, you're also supplying jobs for people in Brazil. And then the best part about it, too, is their vineyard. So it's the Vineyard Association in Brazil. So when we go down there, we get to do ministry just like we do here. But you're doing more than just affecting lives with clean drinking water and helping people live a healthier life. You're also supplying jobs for them. And then just so you know, when we send our money to Brazil, it goes down to, there's a lady by the name of Marcia, Keith and Marcia Wilson. They're missionaries down there, American missionaries. So Marcia oversees the finances. So it goes to, it's called the Xingu Mission, which is the Xingu region of Brazil. So our money is sent there, and then as Hamon sees a need, then we'll distribute the money. So we're not just sending money, and it's just kind of going into Brazil. The accountability is at a high level, and I really like that. So that's what's wrapped up in the water filter project and when you give to the water filter ministry. Now, a very good friend of mine, some of you may know him by the name of Rob Gibson. I've been going down there since 2017. He's been going down since 2018. Rob and his wife, Annelle, moved to Florida a couple years ago. They retired. They're living the fun life in the sunny state of Florida. But Rob was my interview. So I got a video here that Rob will share a little bit about what the water filter project means to him, and it will give you a little bit more of an idea of what it looks like. So let's show that interview. So Rob, you've been on these trips to Brazil, building relationships, distributing water filters, ministering to those in the Amazon region. Can you share with us, last year we had the opportunity, just you and I went and we actually were able to make some of the water filters, which we've never been able to do before. So can you share with us what all of that entails? Like, what's it like pouring the concrete into the molds? Everything from the concrete, the mixing of it. What does the process of making a water filter look like?
That's a good question, Chip. We had a good time helping the guys down there make the water filters. Lordo and Jose Raldo, the two we worked with, and just all the work that they had to put in to make a filter, from the gathering of all the aggregate to the cleaning of it to the preparing of the molds. And all the details that go in after you get that filter poured in the mold was quite the process. And it takes well over 24 hours to make one filter by the time everything sets. But to be a part of that was a true blessing. We did have fun that day. It's a pretty good time.
And then we have the water filters made. Can you share with us, once the filter is loaded up on the boat and you get out on the rivers, what does it look like? What does that process look like of delivering a water filter and getting it set up?
Yeah, then there's a process of getting that filter from the bottom of the boat to a canoe to the home. There's a lot of ingenuity, a lot of mechanical advantages that they use to make this work easier. But once you get it from the boat to the canoe, getting it to the house is a whole nother story. Sometimes the docks that we pull up to are very unstable. So it can be pretty interesting getting that filter from the canoe to the place in the house where this family would be best served. But it's a good time.
The water filter project has been in the region where it's at now for about 10 years, I think. And that boat is pretty familiar to the people who see it coming. They understand that it is the boat that distributes the water filters and that they are a part of the Vineyard Church. So, Rob, how receptive are the people when they see that boat pulling up to their community? When we pull up and Hamon or Anos gets out and asks somebody if they want a water filter, they talk to them, they ask them if their families are they ill, and explain to them that it's from the water. So what exactly does that look like when we pull up to a house and we are able to deliver a water filter? How receptive are people in those river communities?
Yeah, so when we're riding around on that boat, as we pull up to an area that there's some homes, you know, kids are always running out and waving to us. That boat is very well known, and the mission is well known as well. So it was a very welcoming feeling. They're always glad to see us, happy, smiling. We try and communicate as best we can with interpreters, but it is a really good time, and it's truly a blessing just to be a part of this mission.
Now, when you hear that the water filter project has pretty much saturated the area where they're at and that they are relocating, this is an exciting time. And they're moving into a whole new region. What does that mean to you, Rob, as somebody who has been a part of this since 2018 and we get to be a part of the relocation and the water filter project starting new? This is the third region now since the water filter project has been started. What does that mean to you as far as being involved and what comes to mind when you think of that?
Yeah, so you've been keeping me informed about the project maybe relocating, and there's going to be some changes coming, I think, inevitably. But you know, change can be threatening, but change is also good. That's how we grow. So I'm just excited to be a part of this mission still and to just walk in step with them and to support them as best we can to get this project where it needs to be that can benefit the people the best.
And then one last question, Rob. Can you give us an idea of what it means to you, the camaraderie that we have with the Brazilians, the family, the friendships that have been made over the years partnering with the Water Filter Project? What's it like seeing the kingdom of God on full display when we are alongside with the Brazilians doing this river ministry? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, Chip, our friendship's down there, and it's a relationship with the guys down there now. This will be my sixth year, and man, those guys, they're family to me. There's two or three I talk with, you know, at least once or twice a month, and it's just part of my family now. So I never saw this happening, but to be a part of that, and so that you have friends 5,000 miles away that have a common goal of serving God and serving people. It's a pretty awesome thing, and I'm looking forward to going again this year.
Just to give you an idea, this is, I call this like my famous picture. So this was taken in, I think, 2019. We're actually at a school that's on the rivers in the Amazon. And children from kindergarten on up to high school, they get in their boats, and it's like a school boat. The boat comes and picks them up and takes them to school. Well, the year prior, they had installed one water filter in this school. And so we had arrived to install two more because they needed more clean drinking water. Well, the water in the jug that I'm holding is the water that came out of the water filter. The water in the bucket is the water out of the river that they're drinking. So that just kind of goes to show you the difference in water and the difference that the water filters can make. These water filters are lifetime. So they are changing lives, and the gospel is attached to them because so there's another bucket of water right there. When they distribute and deliver water filters, that's the humanitarian part of it. And then Hamon and Anos, who's the pastor of the church, they'll come back to check on the water filter, make sure it's running properly, make sure the family has an understanding of how they're supposed to maintain it and stuff. And that's when they preach the gospel to them and they share the love of Jesus to people. So that's kind of a snapshot of what the water filter project looks like. And so if you have any questions about that, feel free to ask me at any time. I'd love to share that with you. And we have a team going in August of this year. And again, we'll be down there where the water filter project is relocated. And we'll see what happens. So that's the water filter project and all that it entails.